WBSM News Talk 1420.
So I got a call from someone to do an anniversary party, and when I got there, you were there, Ryan, because he did a nice video montage for these people who had, I think it was it a 50th anniversary?
Yeah, that one, they actually did the montage themselves, but I provided all the projection equipment for it.
Yes, and you put everything together, set it up, push play, everybody cried. And then you backed everything up and you went home.
Very emotional.
So, yeah, that always stuff always is.
Yeah, the event could be memorialized in a DVD and something they can remember all the time.
Well, that was what I liked about videos, is I've been over people's houses before. Hey, you want to see a video of my wedding? I go, oh, all right. And you sit down, and it's someone that just shot video. And then I end up sick because I get motion sickness in the car. And you're trying to watch a video that someone's moving around. Now I'm bored and I'm sick. And I'm, you know, I can't wait for the thing to be over. Now, you gave me some DVDs, and all the nonsense is cut out of it. It's produced properly. It doesn't shake. The music is good. The effects are good. And it's all compacted in a nice, presentable way that you're not going to kill somebody if they're going to watch your wedding photo. They're going to wedding video. They're going to be impressed by the quality and the production of it. And you know how that is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like pictures.
You know, there are still people out there that think that they don't need video. There are brides out there that say, well, you know, I got my photographer, I don't need video. And there's photographers out there that think, well, you don't need a video, you got photography. My answer to them is, first of all, there are two classes of brides, if you will. One that hasn't had their video done and wish they had. And the other one is, hasn't had their video done and wish they had. I mean, it's
that
simple.
Yeah.
They always regret it when they don't have it done.
Really?
It's always a regret because when the whole wedding is done, all they have left is their gown and their pictures and their bills that have been paid and all the money that's out.
Yeah.
With their gown, they can stand up in the corner and look at it. With the pictures, they can look at the pictures. But you can't pick up, for example, pick up a picture of the best man making the toast.
Put it up
to your ear and hear what he said.
Nothing.
Well, you won't remember what he said by looking at the picture, but the video, you actually relive it.
And the way that Brian does the video, all that's there is him giving the toast instead of some amateur doing it where you've got the mic being passed to him, the thing's shaking, you got to wait till he gets up, then he finally gets up, and then you got to wait for everybody to stand up, and then the glasses have to be, you know, they pick up the glasses. All that is cut out. You just have the meat and potatoes of that thing. And, you know, the way the human mind perceives things, everything always gives you a different feeling when you're listening to it with music. And when you combine both elements.
Music, like, really,
for instance,
makes the emotion.
If someone's walking down the aisle to a slow song, or a special song that has a little bit of emotion to it, people will cry, oh, the bride and groom. But if the bride and groom is walking down the aisle to a hard rock song, all of a sudden that emotion is changed by excitement and jubilation. And then if it's muted, it doesn't mean anything. Like, for instance, take a horror movie, and it's scary. What makes it scary? The things that surround it.
Hear the people screaming in the background.
If you put carnival music behind it, it wouldn't be scary.
Nope.
Even though someone's getting their, you know, head chopped off with a saw or something, you know? Like you just mentioned, pictures don't have that. Pictures are basically sights muted, where video is sights with things that surround it, which give it that special.
The whole day is a blur. The next morning you wake up, you're not going to remember what happened most of the day. After a week, it's all gone.
Yeah.
Video is going to capture it forever.
All right, let's take a quick break here, and we'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
WBSM, News Talk 1420.
All right, we are back. It's 11:37, and my guest today is Brian from Bryson Video Productions. Let me give you some information on how to, if you want to browse around a little bit more.
Bryson Productions is Bryson, BRYCIN.com.
All right, good stuff. Now, tell us a little bit about Bryson Video Productions. You've been around since 1979, right?
1979. At the time, my wife, we got married, and I hired a videographer, and he came in, and he videotaped our engagement party and our wedding and our reception. The finished product was 30 minutes long, and we're talking...
Out of how many hours of coverage?
Out of at least 15 to 16 hours. 30 minutes, and it had bad audio, had a squeal in the audio and everything else. The picture was kind of grainy, came in with full, big broadcast cameras, lots of lights, lots of equipment. Back then, of course, that's what they had to use, but the quality was terrible, and I looked at that, and I said, you know, I can cut the price down and increase the quality, and I've been in business ever since.
Wow, really? So you offer a more affordable price.
Absolutely.
With a better quality production than most.
Absolutely. Any life-changing special event should be recorded and should be remembered the way it was originally presented to you in your mind. I record things as they happen, not make them happen.
you came to videotape some of what I did at Freetown Elementary School. And instead of saying, okay, I'm going to videotape you now, pose for this, pose for that, you just tell everybody, ignore
what the camera.
Do it. Ignore the camera.
Ignore the camera. Do what you're going to do. That way, you're going to be yourself, and you're going to get involved in what you're doing and not changing your reactions just to play up to the camera.
Right.
Yeah. You walk from point A to point B, you remember you walked from point A to point B, not because somebody made you do it.
Yeah, you didn't wave in front of the camera the whole time. Hey, it's me.
Yeah,
hi.
Exactly. A lot of the hi, mom,
yeah,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
Video's changed over the years so much. Equipment now is so much smaller, so much more detailed, and
hey,
higher
I
quality.
Notice it's there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There are still companies out there that use VHS tape, Super VHS as well, which is a better quality than regular VHS, but still it's analog tape. The picture is very degraded, and when you edit, you have to edit stage by stage.
Right. And then every time you play it, like we mentioned earlier with records.
Oh, eventually it wears out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All my equipment is all digital. It's very small. It's very low light capable, which means you don't have those big bright lights. I can be in a room that's almost, well, you all have been there in a room where you're dancing and they turn the lights real low for romance. Or if you're eating dinner, you almost can't see your plate.
Right.
One of those things.
Especially if the food's lousy, they turn the lights way down.
My cameras will shoot in that light without an external light on the camera.
Mm.
So I can get some pretty interesting candid shots of people doing some pretty strange things. But the beauty is nobody knows they're being videotaped. The little red light, the tally light on the cameras that announces the camera's recording, that light is off. And in every case, people don't know they're actually on camera. They have no idea.
And isn't the big lights intrusive to people? People are dancing all of a sudden, boom, there's this big white light on.
Well, not only is it intrusive in that manner, but no matter what they're doing, everybody, I don't care where you are, if you're in a crowd of people and there's one big bright light comes on, your natural reaction is to turn and look at that light. And at that point, all the immediate reaction is, there's a camera.
Yeah.
And they stop what they're doing. Yeah. There goes the spontaneity. Yeah. There goes all the candid shots. If you had a very special romantic moment, it's gone because your light is on and they know you're taping.
Yeah.
So I catch everything without a light.
Now, do people even notice that you're walking around doing whatever, or are you kind of just like slither around?
Well, the biggest comment when I present the weddings, the finished product to the clients, the biggest comment I get is, where were you? We didn't see you all night.
Oh, right.
How did you get that?
Right. Now, we're talking about receptions a lot. But how do you go about capturing video and sound for a ceremony, let's say, in a church?
Well, I use several microphones. Some of the companies out there just use the camera microphone. The churches, if you've ever been in a church, even for Sunday service, if it's a big cathedral-type church,
it's all echoey.
It's all echoey. Yep. And the human ear will be able to pick up and discern what's being said out of the echo. But electronically, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
You hear the echo, and it's very hard to understand. So during ceremonies, I use a combination of wireless microphones and a digital recorder. With wireless microphones, I put one microphone in the proximity of the vows. So I get all of the ceremony without echo. I hear it first there. There's an echo, but it's after it's been said.
Yeah.
It's not coming from the echo. And the other microphone is on the lectern or the podium where they do the readings. So I got both of those. And those are two different channels. And both cameras that I use two cameras in the ceremonies. Both cameras receive both channels.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that means I have two cameras recording two channels of audio, and so one is actually a backup. So there's an automatic backup right there. Now, if for any reason, I'm a real stickler for having backups, because Murphy, when equipment fails, I hate Murphy. You know, Murphy's all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
He's a bad guy. So I know what you mean, and we do the same thing, because if that ever happens, it never does.
Yeah.
But the day that you're not ready for it.
If you don't prepare for it, it's going to happen.
Sure. Right.
So what I use, I also have a digital tape recorder, not tape, old school. I've been around tape recorders, 8-track. I remember that 4-track was before 8-track, but that's another story. Now I'm showing my age.
Hey, you blew it. I tried to hide it the whole time, you know.
I use a digital recorder, which it keeps in time, basically has a time code inside internally, so it matches up with video, and it's independent of any of the cameras, and it picks up everything, all the readings, everything. So that is my absolute backup. If I have a problem, I just integrate that in, and you've got crystal clear ceremony at all times.
So basically, to wrap up, when you listen to a video that's been produced by you, the listener is actually going to hear the vows and the priest or whoever.
Oh, absolutely.
Better than when they were actually there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I never hear anything. Just say, okay, everybody's standing. I guess I'll stand.
you can tell the bride and groom to speak up, but they're so nervous.
Sure, they've got to be as quiet as they can.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's very, very true. I've been to a couple of weddings recently, and at the rehearsal, they're all loud and everything, and then it comes time, it's showtime.
Mm-hmm.
They can't hear nothing. Yeah. Come on, say I do. It's not going to kill you.
Yep, that's the way it is.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, give you some contact numbers, how you can get in touch with Brian for video, and then we'll be back in just a bit.
WBSM, News Talk 1420.
All right, 11:56 here at WBSM. Thanks for listening, everybody. Now let's give us some contact. Let's give everybody some contact information. How do we get in touch with Bryson Video Productions?
Bryson Productions is, you can get us online at www.bryson.com. That's BRYCIN.com. Or you can call us at 508-67-VIDEO, and that's 508-678-4336.
All right, excellent.
I have several preset packages, but those are just suggestions.
Yes.
What I try to do is match what you need with your budget, because
yes.
I don't want price to be a factor.
Yep.
The getting the event captured on video is the most important thing. I don't like to quote prices because it depends on what your budget is.
Yeah, you got to talk one-on-one and see what they
absolutely.
Need.
Absolutely.
Because some of these packages, and you suggested the same thing for me when I was trying to design packages, is that you might have an individual who wants a little of this package, a little of that package, and that package has too much in it. And then the one below that has not enough in it. So I see what you're saying.
Absolutely.
You tailor everything.
I used to describe my services as giving you some of the most complete and thorough coverage at the most affordable prices in New England.
Mm-hmm. How do we get in touch with Bryson Video Productions?
Bryson Productions is, you can get us online at www.bryson.com. That's BRYCIN.com. Or you can call us at 508-678-4336.
All right. Excellent.